On the show today, we have Bayer Heritage Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, Bob Burrow, talking about success with a core processing partnership and implementation. So check it out. There seems like there's more and more conversions than ever before today. What's going on out there, Bob? What are you seeing?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. A lot of folks are looking for core processors that can meet all the regulatory needs that you have. Okay. And there's more and more regulatory burden upon credit unions. And if you've got a third party core processor that's not able to keep up with that, you got a lot of problems. So that's one reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of technology that, you know, in my 35 years, it's come upon me that I can't believe how much technology has changed. And if you got a core processor that can't accommodate that,
yeah,
then it also causes problems because, you know, you've got a lot of folks near your millennials. They want everything that's handheld. They want everything instantaneous. And if your core processor can't keep up with that, that's a problem too. So I think those are probably two main reasons.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, technology is, gosh, it's moving so fast today. It's just, it seems right. Like every year it gets faster and faster. That whole Moore's right. Law type thing, you know, it just gets doubles its speed every time right. we turn around. And so I think by the end of this interview, there'll be something new that's going on. So.
Right. It's like that old song, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes.
Exactly. So, I mean, can you provide a couple of key points for a successful core partnership and implementation? Because that seems to be a big issue in today's core processing.
Yeah. I guess for us, it requires that both parties, the credit union and the core processor, whoever the company might be,
right.
Take ownership for each other. In other words, we need to understand what our core processors' expectations are, what they need from us, mm-hmm. in all fairness, but also we like for them to know our business.
Right.
So to be a true partner, you've got to know each other pretty well. It can't just be, here's a list of things I need,
right.
please provide them, and I have a nice day.
Yeah.
It becomes... you know, where you, right from the beginning, almost, you've got to be pretty intimate with one another to understand what's expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like matching two cultures together. So it's a culture match almost.
Yes.
Because I mean, you guys would be working together pretty closely, right? Day
right.
in and day out.
Right.
Especially during the conversion process. My goodness. So what are a couple of hurdles that seem to get in the way of achieving a successful core partnership and implementation?
Well, one of the things that we had a problem with in the past with our previous core processor, but was once we were in the fold, so to speak, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It just seemed that there was a little bit of complacency on their part.
Right, right.
Kind of like, okay, you're in the fold now. That's nice. We're moving on. We're looking for other folks to bring into the fold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you are needing, and invariably there's going to be problems,
right,
there's going to be
right.
issues, things you got to work out,
right.
The attention was not there. Not that we sometimes probably could have been, we probably were needy sometimes, you know, but that's just as goes with the territory. Our core processor, I mean, that's the nerve center of our credit union.
Right, right.
If it's not working properly, I've got all kinds of problems. So I needed my third-party processor to be right there with me and take the time to understand what my problems were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, sometimes that was overlooked or, you know, I don't know what was really going on in their shop.
Right.
All I know is that I had needs that they needed to walk me through, hold my hand a little bit.
Right.
And oftentimes they weren't there. And sometimes when we would ask for things, there would be a programming solution without much thought about, does that even really work the way they do business? You know, yes, I fixed it for you, but yeah, you might have fixed the one issue I had, but now you've created two or three other problems,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because you didn't take the time to understand what we need to do in this process, if that makes sense.
Oh, totally, totally. Because, yeah, I mean, again, it's a two-way street. And it's not your area of expertise, so to speak. I mean, obviously, you're interested in it, and you want to know kind of a surface level of things. But, you know, it's kind of a comfort factor to know that somebody has your back in the technology right. area. So I totally get right. what you're saying.
Right.
That way, you get to focus on what you do best. They can focus on what they do best, and everybody kind of wins there.
Absolutely. I mean, if I could do their job, I guess I wouldn't be talking to them,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So. You'd have a core processor of your own.
Right.
So how do you overcome those hurdles? I guess it's a communication thing, I guess.
Well, one of the things that we've been very pleased about with Synergen is that, you know, we've had several, even since our relationship started, we've had several on-site meetings. Mm-hmm. The folks from Synergen have been great to come to our place here in West Virginia, of all places. Not the easiest place to get to, but they have been extremely accommodating. They actually are interested in how we do things. Mm-hmm. And then we've had some of our folks come up to their place, and there is really a pretty good working relationship between my IS and IT people
right.
and the folks at Synergen. And it's just a matter of staying in contact. I know it sounds just kind of like a worn out answer, but it's communication. You know, it's listening to yeah. each other. And there's a difference between hearing you and really listening to
yeah,
you.
I agree.
So that's no magic. You know what I mean? But that's what works.
Very cool. So what has changed about the core in the last 5 years that you've seen, and why have these changes occurred?
Well, our core, if you're asking me about how our core has changed, well, things are a lot more robust. There's a lot more things that our members are requiring.
Right.
It's not just a matter of depositing shares and booking loans and, you know, making sure payments are. There's so many other things when you're talking about, your access via your card programs, your debit cards, your ACH is blowing up. You know, we have more and more of our transactions being handled electronically. That's mm-hmm. what our members want.
Right.
And I mentioned earlier in our interview about how the core processors had to adapt to deal with mobile devices and stuff
yeah.
like that. So those are some of the things that I see. Oh, and just the fact that our members, their expectation is 24/7 access.
Yeah,
now that doesn't
is.
Mean
yeah.
we can't be physically open 24 hours a day. That they don't care. They just want what they want when they want it. Mm-hmm. So, and most of the time that's going to be met with through electronic answers.
Right.
So that's what I see over the last several years.
Yeah, because I know when I'm like 11:30 at night or something like that before I go to, oh my gosh, I forgot to pay that bill, so I can go on the site and pay that bill real quick, or I need to transfer money, so that's right. covered for tomorrow. That type of stuff happens at any time of the day.
And the answer can't be anymore, well, get an answering machine from the credit union and say, our normal office hours are. I mean, people will not accept that.
You're right.
You know, and you have to, as any member or consumer, you have many options. If our credit union is not accessible to you, that just the way you described,
yeah,
you might give us a chance, maybe a couple of chances, but pretty soon you're going to say, look, I got to go somewhere yeah. where I can get this one, because you're not going to change your life for the credit union. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
You've got your way of doing things. You expect the credit union mm-hmm. to adapt to you. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Like
if we want your business.
Of course.
If,
and you're
going to
do what you're going to do what it takes to get that business. Because, I mean, like for me, like remote deposit capture is the greatest thing since sliced bread for me.
I mean,
know it's such cool thing. And my credit union has it, and they were one of the first to have it. And I just, and that lets me know that they know what's going on technologically speaking, you know, and so they're on the forefront, and that makes me kind of, hey, that's kind of a cool
right.
thing.
Right. So. That's how they're going to keep you.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Yep.
It's not once you know, they don't have a monopoly on your business relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So they better be staying in tune, and they are, obviously, with what you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of temptation out there with like the Movins and the Simples and the SoFis, all that type of stuff. There's a lot of temptation to go check out those types of things, but as long as your creation's kind of keeping pace with all that type of stuff, I'm still there.
Right.
Indeed. All right, to wrap up here, Bob, so for those credit unions looking to convert or are looking to convert in 2017, what advice do you have them for a success in this area?
Well, one of the things when we were getting ready to come to Synergy, our big concerns was, okay, are you staffing for growth? You know, because it's so important to have not only good people, but you need enough good people.
Yeah.
And so I would make sure that whoever I was entertaining as my core processor, that you had a good idea of what their plans for growth were. Are they allocating resources in terms of personnel that will allow them to continue to bring on new credit unions, but not get overwhelmed? You know, you're going to have to keep pace with that. So that means you're committed as a core processor to going out there and competing and hiring the right kind of people.
Yeah.
So that's extremely important. One of the things too is making sure, and I know this, I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again. Communicate from the credit union standpoint. Make sure you explain to them what your core values are, how your credit union operates, what's most important to you and your members, and make sure they understand, and then you listen to what your core processor has to tell you, because don't assume anything. Don't assume they understand everything about the credit union, you know, and then ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask. And, you know, one of the things for me in my career, I've always felt that there's no stupid questions.
Oh yeah.
And if there are, I probably ask them all, and I don't really care, because I want to understand. So if I sound dull, well, I probably am, because I'm coming to you because you have specific knowledge that I need. Mm-hmm. So get rid of the egos and just say, hey, how are we going to make this work? And, you know, just, be patient.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely also touch base. It's always good to touch base with your peers. You know, that I always trust their recommendation most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They have no reason to lie to me.
Right.
You know, they'll normally tell me good, bad, and indifferent what worked, what didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that everyone needs to understand whenever you're looking for a core processor, no matter who you choose, there's going to be bumps in the road. If you think that you're going to find utopia, you left a bad situation and this next one is going to just, everything's going to be hearts and flowers. It won't. But like I said, you got to make sure that you understand each other's business.
Yep, indeed. Communication sounds like is key in this process, like anything. Obviously, it's kind of a life lesson here. So,
right.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on your success, and keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you. Well, I hope this worked out for you.
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.